Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products, and for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BassRadio20 on everything at Rapala.com. The 2024 Bassmaster Redfish Cup is in the books, won by Tony Viator and Gary Moreno, and Moreno is coming up later in the Rapala Winner's Circle. We also welcome in new elite Tucker Smith, who is no stranger to the show. Tucker finished third in the EQ's standings and will join us in a bit as well. But up first is Felipe Sixto of Castaway Coffee to tell us more about their new Bass Kick and Blend, the perfect coffee for the fishermen out there. Plus, I have my own thoughts on Bass's groundbreaking decision to eliminate entry fees for the Elite Series. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT Series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, as I said in the open, this is kind of a cool deal here. Bass has teamed up with Castaway Coffee, and now they've got a new blend of coffee, Bass Kickin' Blend, which is a highly caffeinated coffee. And I thought this was kind of neat. And we know a lot of fishermen, you're out there on the water and you got to have your coffee in the morning, and some of you suck on that coffee all day long, and you're going to want this Bass Kickin' Blend coffee. And figured we would talk to the guy that is the founder of Castaway Coffee. He is Felipe Sixto, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Felipe, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing great.
So let's talk about this a little bit here with Castaway Coffee and this relationship with Bass. How did this whole thing come about? How is it that you guys end up getting hooked up with Bass? Because it's a perfect, you know, our fishermen are all drinking coffee from 3:30 in the morning on, you know what I mean? So it's a perfect combination to have an official coffee. But how did this come about?
So we have the Castaway Coffee has always been about protecting the waterways and ocean. We started out down here in South Florida working with a couple marine conservation organizations. And then we are on the television show, the Florida Insider Fishing Report and the Texas Insider Fishing Report. Okay. And there, Captain Rick Murphy introduced me to the good folks at Bass. And we decided to team up and create this Bass Kickin' Blend to help caffeinate all the fishermen out on the water.
Yeah. Now, are you a fisherman at all yourself? I mean, whether it's, offshore or freshwater?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Everything from spearfishing, offshore, the bass, you name it. I've been doing it all my life.
So this Bass Kickin' Blend that you guys came up with, tell me a little bit more about this particular blend, because there's a lot of guys out there that are, they're coffee snobs. Let's be honest. They don't want to just, go to the grocery store and pick up whatever's on the shelf. They want something that's quality. So tell me about this Bass Kickin' Blend and, what you guys came
Absolutely.
Up with.
So this blend is a blend of Colombian and Brazilian beans. It's all small batch roasted. It's not mass producing it. We're roasting it every single week, packing it fresh, making sure everybody gets a nice cup of coffee with that little extra jolt of caffeine. The bag is a beautiful artwork. My partner Steve Diosi is a marine artist, and he created this bass, basically pounding down the cup of coffee right before he goes out fishing. So it's a little fun packaging there. And then, of course, we co-branded it with Bass. And for every bag we sell, we give a portion of those proceeds right back to Bass to help with their habitat restoration and other conservation efforts around the country.
Yeah, it is a good-looking product. I mean, in terms of the marketing of it, it is really cool. And your Castaway Coffee logo is really cool as well. Now, I have one going every morning in studio, and I have a number of mugs. I'm a mug collector type of guy, but I love that Castaway Coffee mug. I mean, can you buy one of those at the site, at your Castaway Coffee site? Because that's a pretty cool mug.
Absolutely. We have the mugs, the Castaway Coffee mugs, and believe it or not, we have the Bass Kicking nice. Co-branded 20-ounce tumbler coming out here in about 2 weeks. They'll be made available, and they'll be available at several of the bass fishing tournaments as well.
All right, that's very, very cool. Yeah, talk about that a little bit, because that's what I understand, that this the product will be available on site at all the elite events, as well at the bass shop there.
Correct. So the product's available at Amazon, Walmart.com, on CastawayCoffee.com. Where we have some special deals, subscriptions, get it delivered nationwide. And then it's also going to be available, like you said, at several of the fishing tournaments, the Elite, in the official Bass product stores.
Are you guys going to have a presence at the Bassmaster Classic coming up in Dallas or in Fort Worth in March?
We're going to actually be in the Okeechobee, Florida.
Oh, okay.
I believe that. Yeah, I think that's in February, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Now, this Bass Kicking Blend, as you say, this is kind of a highly caffeinated coffee. Is there any thoughts of making any other blends that would kind of, maybe for the guy that doesn't necessarily want the highly caffeinated coffee, like a medium blend, a breakfast blend, if you will, or something like that?
We have about 10 different coffees, everything from a light roast to we do have a breakfast blend, in fact. We have a dark roast, 100% Colombian, and espresso. Then we have a bunch of flavors. We have a bourbon infused, which is absolutely amazing, real medium, smooth cup of coffee. We have hazelnut. We have pumpkin holiday blend, which is a peppermint mocha. So we do have the full line of coffee, everything from ground, whole bean, K-cups, and espresso capsules. We even have a ready-to-drink nitro cold brew in cans for those guys that like the cold coffee, grabbing it right out of their cooler while they're out on the water.
Yeah, no.
And that's on castawaycoffee.com or Amazon.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Castaway Coffee website. You guys have been around for a minute, right? I mean, talk about the company a little bit.
So we've been around for about 2 years. My wife and I founded the company and quickly grew. We've gotten into sports marketing a little bit. We're the official coffee of the Florida Panthers and the Miami Marlins.
Really?
As well as obviously partnering up with a couple different conservation associations like the Coastal Conservation Association of Florida, Bass, of course, and also the Alliance for Florida's National Parks. So, for example, we have a co-branded Florida Panthers bag with like their Stanley Cup edition and all that coming out. And a little bit of the proceeds of that is going to help the panther habitats over in Big Cypress in South Florida as well. So, we try and partner up with different organizations and give back, because we've, we believe in real conservation, which, as most fishermen know, fishermen, huntermen, we make the best conservation. We're out on the water every day making sure that we're keeping our environment safe for our children and our grandchildren for years to come.
Felipe Sixto is our guest from Castaway Coffee. They got a new blend specifically for Bass, co-marketed with Bass, which is really cool. And by the way, if you go to Castaway Coffee and you check out Felipe's bio, you see he's kind of got an old man in the sea look to him. Maybe this guy's not faking it in terms of being a bob. I see you out there running with that Yamaha 250 on the back of your boat there. And, a few years when that gray starts coming in, you'll have that. You look like you're right off of the old man in the sea posters.
Yeah, my that's kind of how my father looks. He grew up on the water. He's an old Cuban man. He raised us on the water since as far as I could remember, and I've done the same with my boys. My oldest actually runs a fishing charter down in the Keys.
Nice.
So we're on the water constantly, and that was really the impetus for starting Castaway Coffee. We wanted to, we love coffee. We drink a lot of coffee. And then we had this partnership with Steve Diosi to create this great artwork across our line. And we said, well, we want to differentiate ourselves. And what better than to help fund and protect the hobby that we enjoy the most, which is fishing. So here we are.
So it's called the Bass Kicking Blend. And if you go to Bassmaster.com, you can see it right there as well. It's just go to CastawayCoffee.com and you can get it there. And again, you can buy it from the site, $16.99 for a bag of this stuff, which is, I think, a 2-pound bag, isn't it? No, I'm sorry. It's a 12-ounce bag is what it is. And it's marketed beautifully as well, and you can get the mug as well. And I see that you're like me; you list as your guilty pleasure the vanilla latte. You like a little flavor in it. Some of the guys call that frou frou coffee, but I like a little bit of that flavor in the coffee. The hazelnut and the vanilla are my favorite.
Yeah, I like that in the morning. I like that vanilla latte I do that with our espresso, which is a little bit different blend. It has some Sumatra in there and really, really packs a nice punch as well. But this Bass Kicking Blend, I mean, it is a real smooth, it's a medium dark roast, real smooth cup of coffee. Has not quite two times, but almost two times the amount of caffeine without that acid burnt taste. So you'll get a nice morning Joe and get up on the water and start catching those fish.
Very, very cool. Now, when do the mugs come out with the tumbler comes out with this logo on it?
So they'll be available for pre-sale November 9th and ready to start shipping November 15th. We're actually going to have, for all Bass members and listeners, a special deal. It'll be two bags of the Bass Kicking Blend with the 20-ounce stainless steel complete print tumbler for $65. That includes shipping. That includes everything out the door.
Oh, that is an excellent, excellent idea. All right, Felipe Sixto has been our guest. Felipe, appreciate you so much. Great stuff, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there. Maybe we'll see you at Okeechobee.
Sounds good, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. There you go, Felipe Sixto. That is cool. That's a great partnership for Bass. It makes so much sense. All right, we're going to break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And what would a week be without a Rapala Winter Circle? And this time we're going to do it. It's a little bit different. We do this every year with the folks that fish in the Yamaha Bassmaster Redfish Cup Championship presented by Skeeter. It was at Apalachicola Bay, which is down south of Tallahassee on the Gulf of Mexico in the backwaters there. And it was the team of Gary Moreno and Tony Viator getting the win in this deal, which was a nice comeback from last year where they didn't win at Winya Bay. But we'll talk to Captain Gary Moreno about that. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Captain Moreno, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. It's great to be here.
Let's talk about you guys getting the win in this deal because it looked like a pretty steady outing for you. As you end up with 32 pounds, 9 ounces for six fish over a 3-day total. But just talk about this and getting redemption from last year where you guys went out of Winya Bay and, churned water most of the time, basically.
We burned a lot of fuel down there.
There you go.
it was very scenic.
Well, talk about making a comeback here and being able to get it done here. Did you guys have a good feeling going in after practice that you were on them? Give us a little 411 on that.
You know, we had a really good practice period. We had a decent game plan of kind of what we wanted to do and search in because of our history in fishing marsh and, you know, focusing on areas where it doesn't have a lot of tidal movement or flow through it. We were looking for areas with kind of just a rise and fall of the tide that would kind of keep the water clean, so we were able to sight fish as much as possible, and we were productive on our pre-fishing. So it was really exciting to find some fish, and we didn't beat up on them right off the bat. You know, we were selective. We caught a few here and there, gauged the size of the fish, the weight and the length, and just kind of, okay, yeah, we're in a good area. We need to leave them alone and go find something new.
Now, you fished with Tony Viator as you did last year, and I mean, you guys compete, pretty heartily on the Elite Fishing Tour for redfish. I think didn't Tony win the World Championship, you know, over there, and you were right there. I think you tied for the lead in the AOI. And what is that like? You guys kind of beat your heads against each other for an entire season on the Redfish Tour, and then all of a sudden you're in a boat together.
Yeah, he whooped up on us pretty good on the Elite Fishing League. He put a spanking on us pretty good, and I was able to finish out the Elite Fishing Series tied for AOI and lost in a heavyweight bag. But you know, it's all right. My time is coming, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're paired together. And it's not the first time that we have fished together. We've fished a couple of power pole tournaments together, so we've got a pretty good gauge of, you know, how each other fishes in our strong suits. And
so, is it out of his boat or out of your boat? And do you fight for the front of the boat?
No, it's actually we're usually in my boat. My boat's a little quicker than his, and I've got 120 gallon fuel capacity in mine, so we're able to run a lot further in my boat. And I've got a platform in the front, so we're sight fishing anglers, so we're up there shoulder to shoulder, and he fishes lefty, I fishes right, so it makes for really good ham and eggs.
Now, you guys being a couple of redfish guys, do you especially want to beat the teams that have a Bassmaster Elite Series angler with them? Is there a little bit of extra competition there? We want to make sure that Polinick or one of these other guys doesn't take our money?
Oh, no. By no means. Those guys are the top of the top. You know, everybody that's in this event are there for a reason because they know what they're doing. I think the biggest competition was if you watch the show, if you watch the event, it was probably on our boat between Tony and I.
I think the biggest competition was getting somebody that could say Viator's name right, and I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but
it's Viator.
See, exactly. That's what everybody wants to say. Viator. You look at it; it doesn't look like Viator. It looks like Viator. So Viator. Sorry about that, Tony. And
yeah, Gert. I was going to let you keep going, just because I know it gets him.
Just to hack him off. I hope he said Gert. You can't mess up Moreno though. Gary Moreno with us here, part of the team that won the Yamaha Bassmaster Redfish Cup Championship. So talk about the technique, because, you know, whenever I go with my son-in-law or I go down there and do some red fishing, those guys are all, you know, they want to throw live bait. They're catching their bait and cast nets and doing all that thing, throwing those pennies up underneath the mangroves. But I like, you know, I'm a bass fisherman, so I like to use artificial. So just talk about that and you know, what kind of baits work best with the redfish, because in a lot of ways they're very similar to a bass.
And I'll be quite honest, we threw an array of baits while we were pre-fishing on day one. We threw swim baits, top waters. I make my own spinner baits. We threw spinner baits. Mm. And ultimately, it came down to Tony was getting a really good reaction bite with a silver spoon. Mm. And the remaining 2 days of our scouting and all 3 days of our tournament was on a silver spoon.
Wow. Now,
with a hammered finish silver spoon.
Okay. All right. All right. So this isn't like a Johnson silver spoon. This is a built-in single hook. This is a spoon with a treble hook attached to it, basically.
No. This was a Bagley weedless built-in.
Oh, okay.
Silver spoon.
All right, all right. We used to fish those at Okeechobee for bass, you know, for big bass. Do you do any bass fishing at all? Do you go inshore at all and ever go bass fishing, or are you strictly out there fishing redfish?
No, you know, I fished one bass tournament that our company sponsored, and I felt like a fish out of water. My hat's off to those guys, because I think I caught one bass all day long, and I said, I can't do it.
Really?
These guys would just whip all over me. Yeah, there was no way. I was twitching a worm out there, and all of a sudden I see my line swimming to the right, and I said, well, what the heck's going on here? And I tightened it up, and well, there was a fish on it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do a lot of line watching with the bass, that's for sure. All right, so you talk about building your own spinner baits. Gary Moreno with us here. Spinner baits for redfish. Now, I've caught some redfish, and I'm here to tell you, man, I love my black bass, but a, you know, 4-pound redfish will pull the scales off a 4-pound largemouth. I'm just saying, those things fight like crazy. What kind of, are they built differently? You know, those spinner baits, are they built differently than one that you would use for bass? Because I would think a redfish would just flat tear up a spinner bait.
Well, the redfish magics or whatever, you know, redfish spinner baits that are out there, most of them are built with I want to say it's like an 032 wire somewhere in there. I actually use a stainless steel Heliarc TIG wire, since I'm a welder by trade, mm-hmm. and make them out of 1/16 347 TIG wire. So they're super heavy duty.
So they hold up to that kind of fishing for sure. And then as far as a pattern for a redfish, is there similarities there with the bass? I mean, are these things, okay, you can find them in a particular area in practice and you can go back and count on them to be there the next day, or are they here now and gone again?
That just depends on the type of areas, I guess. Like when we were fishing in one of the ponds, we call them ponds. It's, I guess they call it a smaller mm-hmm. lake, where the tidal flow is not a through tidal. It's just a rise and fall, and we like to call those resident fish. So typically those fish just kind of stay in one area. Where when we found our fish over by the pass, typically those fish, they're moving all the time. And every once in a while you can find a school, and the school will stay there within, you know, a certain mile radius, mm-hmm. I guess. And you can get lucky and pick up on them like we did on day three.
Yeah. Gary Moreno with us here. All right, so if you're talking to a lot of bass fishermen right now, and maybe they watch this and they're like, you know, I wouldn't mind giving that a shot. What are some of the best areas that are, you know, let's say along the Gulf, you know, from Texas and Port Arthur all the way wrapped around to Florida, the East Coast and the West Coast of Florida, the Gulf of Mexico? Where would you want to send somebody and say, look, if you want to go on a redfish trip and you want to spend a weekend fishing for these big reds, this is where you need to go?
I would say to concentrate on areas that have flats. If you can find a shoreline that's got a flat off of it, you know, maybe a 20, 30 yard shelf where it's got a slightly drop off to the side, or a mm-hmm. channel off to the side where they can get off to the side into the deeper water and come up and feed real quick on flats. Personally, my personal preference is something that you can, it's got some clear water and you can actually see these fish, and they'll get up, we call belly sliding, belly walking, and you'll see them with their backs and tails out of the water in three, four inches of water.
It almost sounds like bone fishing in a way, the way you're fishing them.
Yes, it's very, very similar, you know, and that's our strong suit. So mm-hmm. that's what we concentrate on. You got to find the bait. You find the bait, you find the fish.
Yeah, that doesn't change no matter what you're chasing. You find a bait, you find a fish for sure. Gary Moreno has been our guest. Gary, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your emotion at the weigh-in. That was neat to see as well. Congratulations for you and Viator for getting this win. I'm glad I got his name right before the end of the segment. But congrats on that, and we'll look forward to seeing you at that Redfish Cup again next year.
Yes, sir. God bless. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you. There you go. Gary Moreno. I mean, that guy sounds like he's a lot of fun to be out on the water with as well. That's good stuff. All right. We'll get a break in here. We'll come back more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we promised you, as we continue to welcome in the new elites, this is a name that everybody knows because this is a guy that we anticipated was going to be making this transition to the elites at some particular point in time. And certainly at age 23, for him, it probably feels like, you know, it's been a long time coming, but at age 23, he will be a rookie this upcoming season. He is Tucker Smith. Of course, he was a national champion at Auburn, where he fished with his buddy Logan Parks. He also along with Parks, they won the Johnny Morris U.S. Open Championship a few years ago. All they did was split about $1 million, got a truck, a boat, you know, stuff like that. Nothing too big. But Tucker Smith has been on this path for a while. He ended up third in the EQ qualifying, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Tuck, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining me. The last time I saw you, you were walking across the street from your cabin to my cabin at Lake Martin to pick up some product that you had sent that for some reason came to my cabin instead of your cabin.
Yeah, those cabins were up in the woods. I don't think the addresses were perfectly located on the map for those things.
Yeah, I hadn't, I had never fished Martin before, and of course you live in Birmingham, lived in Central Alabama all your life, but it's what a beautiful what an unbelievably beautiful place, and two, I can't believe how many small fish there are in that lake. I mean, it was like line burner after line burner. What a 12-inch limit. But I think I actually threw a couple of keepers back early on because I'm used to the 14 or 15-inch limit, you know, that we would have in the north part of the state or in Tennessee. And and I was like, and then finally one of my guys says, you know, you might want to measure that. And I measured, I'm like, that's a 12-inch fish? I mean, it's crazy. But, a 35th place finish for you, and you cruise into the elites with that.
Yeah, it was really exciting, man. I knew I was going to be worried going into that one, just because I know that you could very easily have 5 pounds of fish or five fish out there, you know. There's a ton of small fish, and the lake's so big and beautiful, and there's so much structure, and it looks so good. There's so many points and humps, and the problem is there's just an overpopulation of little fish, and it's just in a bad cycle right now, that lake is, so... it used to be good, and you know, I knew going to that lake that it was going to be tough to catch bigger ones. So ended up catching a good limit the second day, and I think I caught like 10 and a quarter the second day, which really helped boost me from like 70th or I think it was like high 60s to 35th. So that was really cool, but I was excited the way it turned out.
Was it because of the stuff that was in that box, that little magic box that showed up? I mean, you know, is that what boosted you to that 10-pound limit on day two?
I caught a couple things on some Picasso lures. It was a fun event. It was definitely stressful still, though. Even though I was sitting good, it was still stressful because you never know.
Yeah. Well, you know, sitting good, let's talk about the season that you had, because you came out with a bang right off the bat at Okeechobee and finished second in that tournament. Nobody was going to catch Scott Martin. I mean, he was just on the motherlode there, but you finished second right out of the gate. So that must have gave you pretty good confidence, because you fished one division last year, struggled really in your home state of Alabama, especially at Eufaula, but this year making a commitment to fish all nine, and you come right out of the gate with that second place finish, and that must have gave you some confidence right off the bat.
Yeah, it did. It gave me a lot of confidence. You know, I was trying to full commit to all the opens this year, and it was, you know, a big decision, because it's a lot of time, it's a lot of money, and it's a lot of, you know, you got to put everything into one basket. And I didn't fish any other tournaments this year. I just focused on all the opens, and that's what you have to do. You know, you gotta focus your time and efforts into that one thing, you know, to do your best. And man, it turned out a lot better than I thought. I didn't really expect to do this well. I just went out there and fished as hard as I could. And I don't think you ever get that feeling that you're ready to yeah. pick the opens to make the elites. And that's another thing. Like, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys that have asked me, like, you know, like, did you know you were ready? And like, honestly, I didn't, you know, I just wanted to go fishing and see how I did. And, you don't ever get that feeling. And everything just started clicking this year.
Yeah, well, you go to Wachita and finish 32nd there, 33rd there, so you're feeling pretty good about that. And then Santee Cooper, the only tournament you don't make a check out of all nine tournaments, but you finish 144th there. And then at that point in time, are you thinking that, you know, all right, now I got to be thinking top nine? Because, I mean, you bounce back immediately at Logan Martin, which is in the backyard for you there, and you finish second at Logan Martin. You know, did you have designs on the AOI title, or after Santee Cooper, did you think, you know what, the AOI title is probably not going to happen? I just need to be thinking about top nine.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know what to expect after Santee, because I knew that I'd really messed up at that one. I kind of got on a bite that disappeared in the tournament. All the fish kind of left, and I was stubborn and tried to stay with those fish, and I tried to adjust in that tournament too, and I went shallow. I didn't have the best areas, and I lost some fish, and it didn't work out for me. And I was like, well, you know, I gotta bust my butt, no excuses, and catch them the rest of the year. And yeah, that's what I ended up doing. But man, it seemed like if I had, you know, just a 100th place finish at Santee Cooper, I would have been right up there with Easton. I'm not sure what it would have been, but same with Paul Marks, you know, with just a couple better finishes, and yeah, we all could have been right up there with Easton. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, you turn around, like I say, you're second at Logan Martin, you're 16th at Eufaula in Oklahoma, 15th at Lake St. Clair. I mean, these are all high finishes. I mean, you know, finishing in the top 20, 25, week in and week out, tournament in and tournament out. I mean, that's really difficult because, you know, typically, you know, you might have a couple of high finishes like that, and then you mix in some 60s or 70s. You were competitive in every event after Santee. I mean, that's a pretty impressive run.
Yeah, it was a blessing from God for sure. I was stressed, and you know, I just put my head down. I fished as hard as I could. Like, that's what a lot of people don't understand, how stressful those tournaments are. You know, I mean, fishing against all those guys, they're so good, fishing 5 days of practice, and man, they find everything, you know. It's really crazy. Like, you really fishing in practice, you know, you're not really going to be able to do the same things in the tournament. The fish change every time by the tournament, so it's pretty crazy. So really, you just got to stay calm, try to stay calm, and fish as hard as you can, and it's really competitive.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. And you end up third on the table, which puts you, of course, into the elites. And now you're a guy that's won a lot of money. We talked about the U.S. Open Invitational win that you had won, and that's $500,000, and you're a young guy. But now you sit there and you start preparing for your first year on the elites. How have things been going from a sponsorship standpoint? And, of course, the big news that broke this week, that there will be no entry fees, which, you know, has in some cases looks really, really good. In some cases, some guys are saying, well, I don't know how that'll be because the payouts are lower, you know, as you go down the table. But on the other hand, I'm not ponying up $45,000. So how are you from the business side of things? What kind of shape are you in going into the elites now?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm in a decent spot. I saw the new rule that they put out there, and, you know, I don't really know what to think. I'm just going to stay positive and go fishing no matter what. But, you know, I think there's some good in it and there's some bad in it for sure. There's just like everything in this world, there's a little bit of both, but yeah, I'm excited to just go fishing, man. I want to fish those big tournaments against all those guys. That's what I've been wanting to do my whole life. And, yeah. I really just want to get out there and see what I can do.
You getting any tips from your buddy Logan Parks? Tucker Smith with us here, new Elite Series Pro. So Logan got there a year before you, and he's had a pretty good run. Is he willing to share some information with you still, or is he like, yeah, no, kid, you're on your own now?
No, I mean, we're still good buddies. We've talked to each other a good bit. I'm actually going on his bachelor trip. Leaving tomorrow. We're going duck hunting in Canada, so that'll be a fun time. But yeah, no, we're still close buddies. I think it's gonna be fun. Just traveling and fishing against him. So it's gonna be cool.
What did you think about the change that has been made on the open side of things, where there's, you know, two divisions of four tournaments each, then to get into a three tournament EQ qualifier? Do you think that that's kind of a cool move, as opposed to having to fish all nine before where basically it's a qualifier within the nine tournament schedule?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I don't really know how all of it works, to be exact. But yeah, it sounds really cool. I think it'll be cool for the guys that, you know, want to fish one division. I think it'll be a little bit tougher for guys that want to fish all of them, because then they got to fish more tournaments.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think the places that they're going are pretty cool. So I think it'll be, you know, a little bit of good, a little bit of bad for some people, but I think it's a cool experience to just go to some of those places for sure.
Well, what's neat too is those three EQ events are open to the Elite Series Pro. So you can go in those, you know, have a fall schedule, you know, fish a September, October, November tournament, and not only make some money, but have an opportunity to, you know, if you hadn't qualified for the Classic and so on, to, you know, to boost your chances there. So I think that's going to be, I think those three tournaments are going to be fascinating next fall. Tucker Smith with us here. And speaking of next year, when you look ahead to the tournament schedule next year, you know, opening up at the St. John's River and then to Okeechobee, where you fished so well last year, and then nobody knows anything about Passaquantank, and then on it goes to Hartwell, where you've done well in the past. It's a pretty sexy schedule when you look at next year's lineup of tournaments and where you guys are going.
Yeah, it's a cool schedule for sure. I think it's going to be really interesting. It's going to mix it up a lot. I've never been to the St. John's. So I'm curious to see what that place is going to look like. I like Okeechobee, and that river sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. I think it's tidal, so I don't have a ton of experience with tidal rivers, but you know, I'm excited to get out there and try that. But yeah, I'm excited about Hartwell. I've had a lot of experience there. Fork's going to be cool. Sabine, I've never been there, and it sounds like it's tough, but you know, we're just going to see what happens there. But yeah, I mean, the rest of the season, Mississippi River and St. Clair, we went there this year, and I ended up having some decent finishes there, so I'm excited to get to those two.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to call that third one, is that river. I think we'll just call it that river, the one in Elizabeth City, yeah, North Carolina, because nobody can say it right. Anyways, we'll just call it that river. That's where they're going.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
There you go. All right, Tucker Smith has been our guest. Tuck, congratulations on making the Elites. Top three in every Elite Series event comes on the show, so I got a feeling we might be talking again this upcoming season.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Hopefully we have a good year this next year. We'll see how it goes.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Tucker Smith. That kid, we've been following that kid for a long time, and I got family members that know his family members. I've been hearing about him since he was a sophomore in high school. He's a three-time high school national champion. I mean, it's just crazy. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more.
Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context such as current weather and water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tool allows you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage, so you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Omnia Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items, and it gets even better. If you go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership by simply going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now, this week, Bass made a stunning announcement that beginning in 2025, the Elite Series will no longer require entry fees and that Bass will increase the overall contribution to the prize purse to $4.1 million. Now, at first blush, this seems like the perfect scenario, something the anglers at the highest level have always wanted. But with the elimination of entry fees, that means $500,000 per event is eliminated from each event. So the guys aren't fishing for their own money anymore, but they also are not fishing for their competitors' money. So that's $4.5 million out of the annual purse. But at least the anglers are not faced with a $45,000 entry fee bill per year. The basic premise is that the anglers now keep that money, but in many cases, that money came from the anglers' individual sponsors. Now, those sponsors will still get their value with the incredible exposure that these pros get through Fox and FS1 and other social media outlets. And as long as that money is still in place, everyone wins. Now, it's wrongheaded for anyone to think that you can pull $500,000 per event out and still have the same payouts, but as Bass revenues grow, so should those purses. And keep in mind, more money has been ponied up by Bass for the Angler of the Year standings as well. This is a bold move for Bass, and as with everything else, only time will tell how it will work out. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.